We will start the session reciting the Charyasic mantra together. Then that will follow with a 10-minute silent meditation. And after that, I will talk on the topic. So we'll do that.
Oh.
10 minutes silent meditation. Oh, yeah. So first I will start answering briefly last night one of the questions which I thought quite important to explore that, and that is, why do we have a strong sense of resistance, you know, there within ourselves to do meditation, or, you know, to do meditation, to engage in these activities. I think I will answer more in a scriptural line. Then we will look at in a more practical. In the Abhidhamma texts, in those, you know, the texts which traditional texts which explains, you know, the different types of concentrations, and also the, you know, like some of the Asanga's texts, some of the Vasubandhu's texts, some of those, you know, texts. I think I have said this in the 2 years ago when I was explaining the basic shamatha, or shamatha in the Sutrayana tradition, but I will repeat here to benefit all of us and the connection to this question. And there is this a kind of sequence. It is very general structure of sequence, but a very useful sequence. And first I will say in Tibetan, Theba Dumbe Gyu Dumba Tsundu Gi Shi Tsundu Tingin Zingi Ne. So there are these four Theba, which we yesterday I translated saying faith, which I'll come this a little bit again. Theba. Theba Dumbe Gyu. You know, when we have faith, conviction, this will act to cultivate Dumba, aspiration. If we have faith in something, this faith in that will bring us, we have aspiration to that, whatever we have faith in. And when we have an aspiration to that thing, then the third one is Zundu, which we talked about yesterday, you know, the effort, joyous effort, perseverance. When we have the aspiration to have something, this aspiration will lead us, you know, the perseverance to achieve that. And in this case, we are talking about, you know, the concentration. When we have what you call the perseverance to cultivate concentration, then we'll achieve the concentration. So now if we're all connected with the concentration or shamatha, if we have a faith in shamatha, then this faith in shamatha will help us to develop aspiration to have shamatha. And this aspiration to have shamatha will lead us to have perseverance to achieve shamatha. When we have the perseverance to achieve shamatha, then this will lead us to have the shamatha. So that is how, you know, the mental structure is, you know, explained. So now answering to the question, many of us still don't have that much faith in shamatha, or our topic, or in general, in Dharma. When I say faith, I don't mean devotion. I don't mean that kind of blind faith. As I briefly touched on yesterday, there are three types of faith. Particularly, you know, the first two types of faith, 그래서 tangwe teba, this wa factor of faith, we don't have that. Because we have still, we are not that much clear the benefits of having, you know, the, in this case, shamatha. We are still not very clear what that will do for us, you know, what kind of benefit that we'll achieve having that. Maybe we may, some of, we might have, you know, a little bit of glimpse of from our own experiences, or we may have a little bit, you know, from the teachings, reading texts from others, but from our own side, you know, from our own side, this conviction is very, very weak. And because of that, really develops resistance, you know, to do it. That really holds us back. You know, there's no this really within us, there's no this really wa factor. You know, and it really, because that is not there, then aspiration is very, very weak. Aspiration to have the concentration or the shamatha. When the aspiration is very weak, then perseverance also weak. They're all connected. So I think that is really here, you know, in particular that this topic, or in general the Dhamma, you know, when we talk about, when we practice any form of Dhamma, ethic, wisdom, whatever we try to, you know, get into or engage into, you know, these three trainings, our conviction is not strong enough. So that is here why there's a, you know, sense of resistance. There's no deep down, there's no joy. Because we are not convinced the benefits. You know, we may do it because of the seeing our friends are doing it, and or it's quite popular, or I reach on my midlife crisis, you know, I need some kind of hobby, or, you know, all those things. Or, you know, we may just have a guru, a charismatic teacher. Oh yeah, I want to do that. He or she is amazing, then we just do it. But not very much within ourselves. And I think that is the main reason. And this four mental states are very much linked. The previous ones are to cultivate, the later ones are very much connected to the previous ones, and that, you know, is very, very nice way to look at. Okay, that is brief answer to your question. But useful to remember that. Sorry?
Did you say the fourth one?
Fourth one. Achievement, yeah. What I'm saying is, you know, in any field, concentration, ethics, wisdom, you know, we have to have these four, conviction or faith, aspiration, perseverance, and then if you want to do the, you know, the what you call the ethics, there will be ethics. If you want to cultivate wisdom, there will be wisdom. If you want to cultivate concentration, there will be concentration. Yeah? Okay. Oh, yeah. So now we will, I'm going to move to to talk a little bit on that cultivation of shamatha based on, you know, the nature of the mind, you know. So yesterday morning, we look at some of the obstacles or difficulties that we may experience along the cultivation of shamatha based on nature of mind. Those three, so now I want to, I think I have said this, you know, the nyamla shemba, have some kind of, grasping or yearning for the those three experiences of clarity, experiences of vivid bliss, and experiences of sense of utter empty. When we use the nature of the mind, clarity, knowing or awareness, and vacuity or the empty, and when we start to see or when we start to experience that mind start to placed on that kind of, then the mind there is a this sense of holding on or clinging to the experience of the clarity, experience of the vacuity, and that is also, it says, is mistake, not actual, the cultivation of proper shamatha, because it has, in other words, it is inevitable when we, all these gross conceptualizations, the thoughts and emotions are starting to subside, starting to reduce, and when the basic conventional nature is starting to reveal, and in that process, the experience we may hold on, or we may cling to the experience of those qualities, and that is need to be, be aware of that. If we do that, that is not really right or not good. Then the next one is, which I have mentioned several times, and that is here, it says, very right at the beginning, of the meditation, having some kind of expectation, expectation. During the meditation, when I observe the thoughts, emotions, starting to occur, and earlier emotions, thoughts slowly disappeared, later emotions and thoughts have not risen, and in that period, I'm going to catch, I'm going to hold the glimpse of, the nature of the mind, that you know, the basic, that kind of expectation is not right. And also it is here, and here it says, you know, this kona goba dede gom tumburu cheba. That means, you know, the, your meditation is, you know, tumburu cheba, is sort of cut it into different pieces, you know, the, in the process, while in the meditation, subconsciously, what there's what if say that if you do, you know, the 10 minutes meditation, subconsciously you already cut the 10 minutes meditation into different stages, like the there are stages of the thought, earlier thoughts passing through, there will be stages of being able to see the gap, and there's a stages to other thoughts that come, and that is like a chopping. And that's not right. You know, that's not right. That's not right meditation in this case. Although you may able to observe, but that expectation, that kind of planning, that kind of, you know, the shouldn't be there. You know, the, and it is, yeah, so that is also useful to... And here... in that, the Tibetan word is used, sheba, habukona, habukona. It says blank consciousness. So between the thoughts, different thoughts, different emotions, if there are some kind of gap, in that gap, you know, if you observe just blank consciousness, it means, you know, there's no sort of these characteristics, just blank consciousness. And that is also not really the right, the what we should be observing, what we should be, yeah, observing. It should have this clarity, you know, and what you call the awareness, and, you know, the empty, not just blank consciousness. Sheba, it says in Tibetan, Sheba, Hebo. Hebo, you know, the... When we, you know, the... I never managed to enjoy Western comedies because I don't have that language, the sophisticated language and the culture background. You know, if you want to understand the Western comedy, you have to understand all the background, the culture, and the language. So I don't have that. So I haven't managed to. Occasionally, you know, the particularly on the BBC One in the evening, I think on Thursday or Friday evening, there is a, you know, the program. These three or four young, mainly guys, standing comedies. You know, and. You know, there might be at least 2,000-3,000 people in the, you know, they're all laughing. So, in that middle of you know, laughing, there's this sense of just completely, just what your consciousness, your mental state is just in a, you know, there's nothing. You know, that's what I'm thinking about. Because the guy didn't make whatever comments, and your mind took it that, and you, wow, then laughed, and there's a moment of nothing there, but only laughter. And that kind of mental state is talking about blank consciousness. You know, that blank consciousness. Although at the end of the laughter, there might be joy, what he or she said. Or at the beginning, when you got it, the trick, or the language trick, or whatever he or she used, there might be, But during this, in a short moment of amazing laughter, the mind is completely blank. You know, and that sort of things may happen during the, you know, these gap of the earlier thoughts, emotions slowly reduce, the later has not fully risen, and in that moment. And that is not what we are looking, observing as a nature of the mind, because it is just blank. Yeah, so that is one thing what here is talking about. Hmm? And then, you know, the this master says, some people may think, okay, this is my Dhammakaya. You know, this is my Dhammakaya. Then hold on that as your meditation on nature of mind. That's the one thing. This is the empty nature of mind. But mainly, you know, just what's called holding on the not just the language, after the language, what is said, you know, Dhammakaya, and what is got in our head, a representation of that language. This is Dhammakaya. This is empty, you know. Those kind of, you know, there's that kind of risk when you do the meditation in the nature of the mind, because of the, you know, it is as we saw yesterday or day before yesterday, when we are looking at the, you know, the what you call the these different etymology. Primordial mind, base of, and Dhammakaya at the base, and so on and so forth. You know, just many of us, particularly when we do, for example, meditation on compassion, meditation on altruism, there is a very, very high sort of possibility our meditation on compassion may end up, you know, thinking, you know, this representation left by the language saying great compassion. Not really, you know, that feeling of compassion, but the mind just hold on that representation left behind that term compassion. And it's same, the altruism, and also other things. And this is really, you know, unless we pay close attention, we may end up for, you know, the meditation after meditation, day after day, just holding on the representation that left by the language, by the term, left in our mind, holding that, then thinking that is the meditation. You know, that is very, very. There's high probability to do. We may do that. Zindang lagom do te bani. Okay, I think that is just some of those possibility we may make mistake. Mm? There are a few other which I will not go through today. Mm? Yeah. Oh yeah. Now we are going to do a short mantra recitation, then do another 10 minutes silent meditation. Om Ne Oh, yeah.